eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Edition of another Dolphins podcast. I'm so excited for today's show because I think Chris Greer has a nefarious plan to help the Dolphins finally win a playoff game and to talk about the new rules in the NFL. Some changes to Hard Knocks, maybe. Joshua Houts, good to see you at this virtual table, my friend.
Yeah, man, nice to see you. I'm upstairs. The kids are downstairs with the wife. They're at bay for now. So I'm so cliche. I say it all the time. I just love to be able to come on here and talk about Dolphins football with you. But now that the kids are, you know, pent up a little bit, so to speak, I'm really enjoying being able to come on here and talk about some of these rule changes because I'm starting to realize at my age that I just want to go outside and just yell, like, stop changing the game I once loved. But part of me also sees the, I guess, benefits of it. So I'm stoked to be able to talk about this with you, Jake. How have you been, man? It's what, Wednesday? How are you doing on this fine Wednesday afternoon?
Wednesday is always my favorite day. Hump day, you're halfway through the week. It's still cold up here, Josh. You still dealing with some cold weather there? You're wearing a beanie, right? If you want to see Josh's beanie, 560 WQAM on YouTube.
I do it just to mask the hair, though, too. So I don't know if it's that cold. Like, it's cold, but I probably don't need a beanie. I'm just dramatic.
And this is so relatable for everybody who loves the Miami Dolphins, mostly in South Florida. So I'm glad you can appreciate that. But Josh, you mentioned that the NFL, the game you grew up loving, the game you still love, is changing a boatload. Did you know in the 1990s, about 90% of kickoffs were returned? And I think last year that number was down, like flirting with the 30s. That's a 60% drop off. Did it ever feel like it kind of derailed that quickly?
I mean, hearing those numbers, that's pretty drastic. But I guess now thinking about it, you can kind of definitely see the game changing and seeing them get fewer and fewer. So I don't know that I would have threw those numbers out there, but I can see where those numbers are coming from because it's been a while since we saw those game changing kick returns and punt returns that we grew up, you know, emulating in the backyard, if we're being completely honest.
That's so true. And I think that's one of the fun things about the kickoff is because it'd be wild, unexpected, unknown. And it kind of seemed like they turned it into a video game that started chasing its own tail, right? Let me explain it. In 2010, they introduced the wedge, right? Or they banned the wedge. You couldn't have three guys lined up together, running in a line, moving forward. And every year, it seemed like they were adding different rules, moving the ball up, making the touchback 20, or going up to the 25-yard line, adding a fair catch into it. It just seemed like they were trying all these different things to make it safer, which I completely understand. And then at the same time, eventually try to make it exciting again. But it seemed like there were so many holes being clogged. It's like a game that's patched itself so many times where you forgot what the game is because you've been so worried about the issues.
Yeah, and that is it. And I mean, we do have to remember as fans. I mean, we do want them to go out there. I've heard people say, you know, they'd be okay if you're watching baseball, right? And those guys were all juiced up and they were all just trying to hit home runs. I mean, we all want to see the competition at a high level. You have to realize that those kickoffs and things like that, just how, I guess, serious they were, right? I mean, those guys are running downfield full force, whether it's you're hitting a blocker, a wedge, whether you're going straight into, you know, trying to make the tackle. It's a little bit of a scary thing, but at the end of the day, now the NFL wants to have more scoring and things like that. So they're doing this, Jake. And I mean, I honestly, I was on Twitter, I've been refreshed and I kind of understood what was going on, but I don't think I knew exactly what it was until this morning when you sent me that diagram. And I'm just like, dude, the game I once loved seems like it's turning into like the XFL or something. Like, I'm waiting for The Rock to come out and be like, the XFL is coming. But it goes back to that previous pod we did where we said how it's almost turning into flag football, right? They're taking away things and they're making it safer, and that's what we all got to remember. But this kickoff thing, I'm not certain how I feel about it. Tell me more about it, Jake, and tell me your thoughts when you first saw it, because my eyes almost fell out of the back of my head.
It's like they turned it into a mini game. It's like you're sitting there playing Mario Party and then all of a sudden they throw you into this thing that if you squint, it resembles the same game, but it feels completely different. So the ball is going to be kicked. I'm going to probably butcher this entire thing, from the 40-yard line, your own 40-yard line. And then the kicking team's players are going to be lined up on the opponent's 40-yard line. So you're already on their side of the field. The receiving team, you have 9 guys, Joshua Houts, lined up on the 30-yard line. So those are only 10 yards apart, which speaks to what you mentioned, right? Guys having 25 yards to get up full speed just to run into someone else, because that's fun. That's just fun. Red Rover, we've all done it before. But this is to get rid of that buildup space. And then from the 20-yard line to the end zone is called the landing zone. If the ball is kicked into the landing zone, it must be received, right? We were just talking about it. There was a point last year you could fair catch a kickoff and instantly take the ball out to the 25-yard line. If the ball, it lands in that 20-yard line to touchback zone, it must be received. If the ball hits at the 20 and the landing zone and rolls into the end zone, the ball goes to the 20-yard line. So that's like you're starting to play a little bit of cornhole or something along those lines, trying to get it in the hole, if you will. And you get the ball at the 40 if it doesn't reach the landing zone, if you're trying to, you know, coffin corner, trying to get a little jivey with it. And you get the ball at the 35-yard line if it goes out of the end zone. Joshua, that is a lot to take in.
Yeah, and I was still sitting here telling you before that, you know, I kind of understood it, but didn't at all. And now I'm sitting here, and again, just hearing you say it, someone much wiser than me, I still don't know that I fully understand this thing, right, man? Like, I think I need the new Madden game in front of me to see how this is going to work, because I'm looking at it, and I'm wondering how this is going to affect the kickers, right? I mean, if you're a kicker, you might, you're probably out back right now trying to perfect that landing zone, right? I mean, it's just interesting what they're trying to do. And I mean, we're going to watch football regardless, right? I mean, that's what it all comes down to. People joke that they'll be wearing flags in a few years. We'll still be there, right? We'll still probably still be doing this damn podcast about this awesome Javon Holland hit stick. But it was, I mean, what would a flag pull be in? But I mean, this to me is just the next evolution of this game, and I'm just wondering what the next step is. And you know, like the changes we were talking about on the previous pod, this makes me a little bit frustrated. But and then I'm gonna see Devon Achane back there, right? Or Raheem Mostert or Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. Then my ears are gonna perk up and I'm gonna like these new rules, because let's be honest, if there's one team it probably does help a little bit in the return game, it should be the Dolphins, who haven't really had success returning the ball in quite some time. I mean, what was it, Ted Ginn? When was the last time we really had that explosive return man?
Jakeem Grant could also self-destruct at literally any moment. Like, he could just spill the potato salad all over.
Still out there, right? Is he still out there? Or is he with the Browns still? I don't even – he's had it rough. It's been – he has – his better days are ahead, I think. I think he's going to come back, right?
What I think I like about this rule, Josh – well, there's two ways I kind of want to attack this rule. They did use it in the XFL. But the one thing they kind of said, yeah, but imagine like the fastest players in the world doing this. And it kind of changed their expectations, and they were testing this and they kind of said that this makes a lot of sense. But there is an opportunity here if you have the right guys returning the football to do a bunch of damage. I think it's super interesting that you have two guys back returning it. I think there are going to be some really awkward scenarios where one guy's sprinting over to the other guy to hand him the ball in some scenarios. I also think some coaches are going to completely ignore this and just kick the football. I thought it was super weird that the Dolphins, they seem to always, instead of just kicking the ball out of the end zone, I don't know if it was because they couldn't or didn't want to, but it always seemed like they were allowing kick returns. Obviously, you go back to that Buffalo game. But Josh, there were 8 people on the competition committee who helped make this kickoff rule possible. And you'd expect that, you know, they'd pick some people who have been around the league for a while. They know what they're doing. Are you telling me that Chris Greer, being one of the 8 people on this committee, isn't the start of the most nefarious scheme ever? This, to me, seems like the Dolphins are going to take this and completely run away. You're telling me you could have Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, Devon Achane, and, you know, the most important part, like, Chris Greer helped design this entire thing and make it possible. He knows, or I'm praying to God, he's been with this franchise for 6, 7, 8 years. Well, he's been in a higher up role for 6, 7, 8 years. He's had to know this is coming, and he's had to been planning for this. And this has to be the one advantage the Miami Dolphins have finally gotten from having Chris Greer as a general manager for this long.
Yeah, that sounds like an Ocean's 11 hit job for sure. He's definitely in on that, and I just see him, you know, whispering in the other guy's ears, "Yo, you should vote for this. Like, it's going to help your team. You know, this, that, and the other thing." Yeah. So I was going to take it even a step further and wonder if Mike McDaniel, or this was Danny Crossman's lifeline. Like, he's like, "Yo, check out this notebook I had. If the NFL ever changed the, you know, the kickoff to this, and I have all these little schemes and things," and they're like, "Oh, okay, so we'll keep you around next year because we're hoping to get this thing implemented." But you mentioned how, you know, you're going to see these guys running full speed at each other. I'm waiting for one of them to throw it, right? Like a lateral that's legal, and then they just take up the other. It's going to be so interesting the way they do this. But like you said, man, what's to keep teams from just kicking that shit out of the back of the end zone and the ball going out to 35 like that's they're accustomed to, right? I mean, if I see Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle back there.
So from the 25. So before, if it kicks out of the end zone, you get 25. Now it's up 10.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So then, yeah.
And then you consider, Josh, like last year, 35% of kickoffs were returned. Like if this, you know, scheme hits the ground running, the Dolphins are going to be one of the teams having the most success for it, right? Like there's no bias involved there. Like you have Wale tweeting, like the Dolphins are about to be a problem. Just looking at this diagram, like the gaps are going to be like a simple NFL play. I mean, not a simple NFL play. You know what I mean, though? It's going to be closer to an NFL play where these holes aren't just instantly popping open, where you can really use the vision like you are a running back. And to me, man, that screams like, I know this is a soft subject for you. I know what happened to Preston Williams, but I think you got to have Devon Achane back there. At first, I was a little queasy, but thinking about the speed element and how those holes can kind of just burst open, I think you got to use those guys to attack that space. Can you not?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting, it's almost a hat on a hat, right? With the two guys in the back, and then it's almost like those blockers up front, those first waves of lines. It's almost like if you have a guy that can get through one of those holes, it's game over. So the more touches we can get for Achane, the better. So I know a lot of people are worried about him being injury, you know, maybe getting hurt on a kickoff. But let's be honest, anytime he's out there, that's a concern at this point, at least based off that one season. I mean, so if you can get him an extra touch, or I guess it'd be more than that, right? In a perfect world, I mean, that could absolutely change the game. And I mean, we've seen it again. I talked about the drought we've had returning kicks. I mean, imagine adding that then. I mean, you're now kicking it to Devon Achane. You're giving him that touch, and the ball, who knows where that ball's, the field's starting, your line of scrimmage is starting. So, yeah, man, dude, it's definitely interesting, and I'm intrigued to see the way the Dolphins and other teams handle this, because do you completely change who's up front then blocking? I mean, it's I'm intrigued for sure.
So, so those fifth, sixth, seventh round guys, those guys you usually draft for the special teams, you're going to kind of approach that a little differently. Josh, 60% of kicks in 2024 will be returned. Would you take the over or under? It was about in the 30s this year.
Yeah, I was going to say under.
Under 60%
this year. We'll be nice, though. We'll be nice.
That'd be doubling. And I think that's kind of a crazy expectation. I think there will be a lot of teams to play this safe. But, man, I don't know what it is. I just think that this is finally the time. Like, I really expect us to be sitting there week five or six. And as the Dolphins have maybe scored two or three touchdowns on this, Chris Greer's just sitting there saying, oops, me? I did this? What? Because it just seems like it just – one of those situations where you know the talent that's on your roster. Like, the only reason you're involved in trying to push things are in this direction is if you know what you have and what you're capable of doing. And Danny Crossman, I know we're kind of salty about this failures the Dolphins have had on special teams over the last few years. He's been in the league for a long time, more than 10 years as a special teams coach. So I'm willing to hang up and listen in this scenario, especially if you can lean into using Achane or Josh. I didn't specifically ask it, but you're cool having Tyreek Hill back there making $30-plus million in this scenario with a kick that's looking like this?
I love Tyreek Hill, but I was going to say that I'm sitting here, I'm a little mad at him with everything that's been going on this all season, all the little rumors and things like that. I was going to say, put him back there, right? Get those extra touches out of him, milk him dry. But then he gets hurt, right? I joke about Preston Williams now. His career was derailed by an injury returning kicks. I mean, you do not want Tyreek Hill to go down that way. So I think if you ask Tyreek Hill, he'd be the first one to say throw him back there. Jaylen Waddle probably too. But I like your idea with Achane. I guess the question I had, and I thought maybe you were getting there, Braxton Berrios. I mean, you signed him, and I mean, he's a wide receiver three, right? But part of the reason I think you may have brought him back was because he was relying at least fielding the kicks and things like that. I don't want to say he doesn't have any value in this situation, but if you're throwing Achane back there, I guess maybe he'd be that second guy back there with either one of these. Okay. So I was just going to spin ball and say, do you think if they knew this rule was going to be applied, if they would have brought back Braxton Berrios and not used one of those other guys instead of using the money, but his contract's so little. And I think, you know, those couple game changing plays he made is worth the debt. But what are your thoughts there, Jake? Anything with Braxton Berrios returning kicks?
I kind of like having him as the guy who can make one crazy catch per game. I'm also going to say he's just a cover-up, just because, like, oh, no, we got Braxton back. That was our plan until we saw these new rules. And all of a sudden, hey, we thought, why not throw Devon Achane back there? I'm curious, Josh, because do you think the rule would – or the process would make sense if you have Achane and Braxton Berrios back there together? I think the styles and how they operate would be so different, where I think – even the defense might even play it differently. I think there are going to be some scenarios where you face some fast guys where the defense might even just try to hold its ground. You know, if the ball doesn't reach the landing zone, it gets to the 40. That's where the defensive linemen start. Even if they only can, like, maybe gain 5 yards, push them back to the 35. I wonder if they're not going to be shooting holes where if it's someone like Braxton Berrios, maybe you can be a little more aggressive. And if there's a gap or two behind you, you know, it might not, he might not get there, I guess, if that makes sense. Where Achane, it's like that Broncos game was just so insane about how quickly he could punish mistakes. And Berrios isn't, he's reliable. He's not really a punisher, I guess.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Then I'm thinking about it. In some situations, they just put Waddle and Hill back there because then the guys, they're just going to kick out of the end zone. You're getting the ball at 35. Yep. To me, I think it's so fascinating just to think about the way this changes things, whether you're, again, Crossman returning kicks, whether you're Jason Sanders, where you're trying to get in that landing zone, things like that. I would like to know the way he would think, what he thinks of this. And again, how it's going to play out throughout the season, because we're sitting here talking about, and I'm thinking, like, different scenarios throughout the game are going to dictate what you're doing in those situations. And it just opens up so many things. So I came on here, I was a little mad. I told you I was yelling at the clouds. Why you changed the game? I love 37-year-old me. But after we're done talking about it, hearing how it absolutely benefits the Miami Dolphins, right? I mean, I don't know how you could be upset with it, but part of me still wants to say, stop changing this game that we love.
Yeah. So there's, like, the two directions they could have went in. Like, would you have preferred did you like the scenario where the conversation was more like, let's get rid of kicks? Because I don't think I was ever in that category of get rid of the kicks completely. I think it's a fun dynamic. I think it's nothing screams football guy more than saying there's three aspects of football. Special teams is important. Like that's football. Like that is, that cannot go away. So I think I'd prefer this scenario instead of slowly inching towards, like, we're going to keep updating it like this video game that, you know, had a charm to it. But these issues, we got lost in the sauce.
Yeah, and I got to continue to also go back. Not only is it, you know, I guess, making the game more fun and competitive, and it's given us now a chance to return some of those kicks, but it's making it safer. And I got to continue to tell myself, whatever makes it safer, whatever allows us to continue to watch this game that we love, whether we like it or not, I'm going to sit here and be all for that. So, again, intrigued to see the way this plays out throughout this season. Intrigued by some of those other rules. I think that fourth down one, I don't even know that I fully understand that one, Jake. The one that they keep trying to get implemented instead of an onside kick, is it like a fourth and 20 or something situation?
I think it was the Ravens who suggested it this year. But yeah, instead of going for an onside kick, because I think there were two onside kicks converted last year. I didn't fact check that, so my bad if I'm wrong. But the idea is give the offense a fourth and 20. If you convert the fourth and 20, you get the first down, get the ball back. Maybe you'll see it happen more, make some exciting comebacks, things like that. My only fear, Josh, and it's the same fear with the hip drop tackle. It's not the idea that we want to get this tackle out of the game. It's that there's going to be the lamest ref who comes sprinting in with the flag at the last minute on that fourth and 20 to give them the first down. And it's going to be the most frustrating thing when it's the difference between the Dolphins beating, I don't know, the 4-11 Jets, let's say. I just see that scenario playing out in my head every single time.
Yeah, no, I can't unsee it. I'm voting against that one. Whoever vetoed that, good call on that one.
One other development, Josh, I wanted to talk to you about before we wrap up here. There are some updates coming to Hard Knocks, or at least the owners were supposed to vote on it on Tuesday, and we haven't gotten the results of that back, which means the second we drop this podcast, the results will be out. That's kind of how things work around here. But the idea is that they're opening the pool of Hard Knocks. Remember last summer, they basically twisted the Jets' arm into doing it because of Aaron Rodgers, because of the excitement of New York, yada, yada, yada. But another reason why is because I think there were only four or five eligible teams. There was a criteria. Playoff teams didn't have to do it. If you had a first-year coach, you didn't have to do it. So they're deciding to switch things up, and it's going to open up the pool for these teams to be featured on Hard Knocks. I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that. Hidden in the fine print, the in-season Hard Knocks will also be changing, where instead of following around one specific team for, what was it, the second half of the year, I think it started with Miami's win over the Raiders, I think it was the first episode of Hard Knocks. What they want to do instead, they want to follow an entire division. So you'd be following those four teams. And part of the reason why is because they were fearing that the in-season Hard Knocks was a competitive advantage for teams who weren't on Hard Knocks. Super interesting. A lot of drama in there. I do want to get into the tinfoil hat of, is Hard Knocks the reason why the Miami Dolphins crumbled at the end of the year? But Josh, first, are you open to more Hard Knocks? I mean, I think it's an interesting product, but with social media and everything, we already get most of it. Not to be a hater, but...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You asked if that's the reason we fell apart, and I absolutely think that's it. But you're, you know, as a fan of football, you know, as someone who, let's say the Dolphins didn't, you know, be on it last year, I would have absolutely been intrigued and wanted to see more of that, right? So I'm all here for it. I kind of hope the Dolphins aren't a part of that, but I'm sure they will be. So more of it's better. But like you said, man, we see it all, right? And even now when they win games, I mean, some of the footage they show, like the 4K, you know, cinematic type stuff. I mean, it's basically all they did was copy and paste that onto Hard Knocks anyway, except for some of the press conferences and probably how intrusive they were. So it's definitely funny that they come up with this now after, you know, what probably took place last season. So more of it's better, I guess, but I'd rather not see the Dolphins on it ever again because I do blame Hard Knocks. What say you, Jake?
I don't think they were a distraction. The injuries, dude. The injuries on this team were so absolutely insane that I refuse to blame anything else outside of that because defense was obliterated. I think people are going to quickly forget that Jaylen Waddle was severely injured. Tyreek Hill, I think he was playing through a high ankle sprain too. We saw what happened in that Titans game and then what happened after the Titans game. You saw the production drop off. I think it's a good product. I think it's really well done. But it's like, yeah, you got to go see it. It's like you got to go see Mission Impossible in the movie theater. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't feel the same way. You got to watch it on Hard Knocks in this 4K high def or it doesn't feel the same way. That's kind of the pitch they're trying to hit you with. A little bit of the fine print, Josh, included that it seems like the in-season Hard Knocks might be on a cycle because in order to be eligible now for the preseason Hard Knocks, which I think if I was going to want my team to be on one or the other, I think I'd prefer the preseason just because you don't see the ship as it's flying, which can kind of be a little bit disastrous. The in-season Hard Knocks is going to be set up where I think they're going to have it on a rotating cast because they word it in a way that teams can't appear on the preseason Hard Knocks if they're set to be on it this season or next season, which the only way you'd know if you're going to be on it this or next season is if it's set up ahead of time, which that is kind of interesting. But at the same time, I think it'd be better if they just picked division based on like, oh, things are heating up and the AFC East has, you know, three teams pushing for a playoff spot, which it probably should have been this year and they would have been the right division for it. But yeah, man, I think back to how Hard Knocks kind of happened for the Dolphins. And I wonder if Mike McDaniel kind of got caught up in things. I look back to, I forgot what game it was after, but when he, you know, called out Jalen Ramsey, he basically called out a bunch of people and he said, this is a stupid play call. Whoever called this, and he's obviously talking about himself, is an idiot and talking about a fade to Tyreek Hill. He called the same play 2 weeks later. Maybe more than seeing it as an advantage for other teams, did maybe the Dolphins kind of get wrapped up in it too much and panic? Because if Mike McDaniel's saying that and saying this is a stupid play call and then calling it again a week or two later, it's obviously he's just trying to bluff on camera more than anything else, is he not?
Maybe. And I mean, that's Mike McDaniel. If anybody's going to do that, it would be him, right? So that's a good theory. And, you know, talking about this and hearing it all unfold, it does sound like maybe the Dolphins are going to have a couple years before we have to worry about it again. And like you said, Jake, I am all for doing the preseason one because there are times when we come on here and we talk about some of these acorns, right? When the roster's, you know, bloated and there's all these guys that we honestly being – you know, living up here in the Northeast, we don't even get to see some of these guys at times other than what they're showing on social media and things like that. So it'd be cool to see some behind the scene clips of, you know, You know, some of the different guys I was gonna throw out there, Zeke, I don't even remember what it is, Vandenberg or whatever, you know, the pass rusher,
linebacker. Yeah, they signed him to a futures deal.
Yeah, nice. So, I mean, I'd love to see him showcasing things, but I agree with you now that you mentioned it. It's definitely the injuries we have to blame for the Dolphins season kind of tumbling. And I do think that the intrusiveness, maybe the cameras got to them. I'd be intrigued to know what the players think, right? I mean, now they should be able to come out and, you know, say whether or not they felt like it was a hindrance, but I don't think any of them did at the time. So who knows, man, as long as we don't got to see the Dolphins on it for a long time, as long as we don't have to worry about those cameras and having to relive some of those moments too. That's what really sucked. I mean, it was fun when the Dolphins are winning, having to watch it, you know, over and over again. But once we started to see the way the season was going, it was really hard to tune in. And I think you were doing like an open thread, you poor thing. And you had to fight through it, man.
I stopped near the end of this. I couldn't do it. It was so bad, dude. It was so bad just seeing it all unfold. And it's like, we got to do this, 32 hours from now. How exciting is that? But sorry if any of this came off as discombobulated, especially the Hard Knocks part. Like we said, things haven't been released yet, so it's all kind of hearsay. And but yeah, Joshua Houts, you will not be with us for the remainder of the week. You are going on a little beach trip, so I wish you the best. I hope you have a wonderful Easter. Kat and I will be back later this week. A little more draft talk as we gear up. We are less than a month away from the NFL draft, so you better check your pulse if you're not fired up. Joshua, do you have any final thoughts for us today?
No, man, just happy Easter. Happy Easter to our listeners. Thank you guys so much for always supporting us and listening to the podcast. Like Jake said, I'm taking the Rugrats and the wife to Ocean City for some egg hunts down at the beach. So I'll be MIA this weekend, but Jake and Kat will have you covered with NFL draft content. And if anything drops, I mean, if I'm going away, Jake, we should probably have two or three signings go down that I probably will wish that I could call in on. So Isaiah Simmons, probably, you know, everyone that we just talked about. But all jokes aside, happy Easter to our listeners and happy Easter to you, Jake. And after Easter, right, isn't that when things start to gear up and we're getting closer and closer? You know, we'll be at the draft. We'll be covering the draft soon, and then it's going to be mini camps and football season's going to be here before we know it. But for now, just enjoy time with your family, enjoy Easter, and enjoy listening to this podcast, I do hope.
He said it all. Until next time, fins up.
Fins up.